After hiding the sacred record, the prophet Amaron comes to the lad Mormon and speaks to him.
I perceive that thou art a stubborn child, and art quick to observe.
I am 10 years of age, and I have begun learning after the manner of the learning of my people.
When ye are about 24 years old, how would that be to remember that things that ye have observed concerning this people, that ye are in the age to go to autumn, until a hill that shall be called Shem, whither I have deposited under the Lord in the sacred engravings concerning this people.
I will remember the things which you have commanded, for I am a descendant of Nephi, and I will do those things.
When Mormon was 11 years old, his father took him southward to the land of Sarah Hill.
Look, father, buildings all over the land, and people as numerous as the sands of the sea.
Now it came to pass in this year there began to be a war among the people. The war was between the Nephites and Lamanites. Then it came to pass that the Nephites numbered more than 30,000 men, and they displayed many Lamanites. And it came to pass that the Lamanites withdrew, and there was peace in the land for about 4 years.
Oh, I am 15 and have thought seriously of what is expected of me. Now I have been visited by the Lord. I want to preach to the people, but was forbidden because of their wickedness. The Lord's beloved disciples have been taken away because of the hardness of the people's heart. The miracles and the gifts of the Spirit have ceased because of their iniquity.
The Lord cursed the land, and there were sorceries and witchcrafts, and evil upon all the face of the land, even unto the fulfilling of all the words and the Benadi and Samuel, the Lamanites, and the Gideon robbers did infest the land.
Mormon, the wars have started again. You are only 16, but are at large in stature and courage. Therefore, the people of Nephi have appointed you to be the leader of our armies.
Oh, very well. I will go forth to get something like your leader.
Mormon and his armies with such great power that the armies began to retreat toward the north country. They came to the city of Angola, tired and sick, but ready to defend themselves against their enemies. The Lamanites drove them out, even out of the land of David, with blood and garbage spread throughout the face of the land.
I, Aaron, king of the Lamanites, can see Mormon is being beaten further and further to the north, so I shall take my army of 44,000 and crush him.
King Aaron came against Mormon with his army of 44,000, but was surprised when he was beaten back and had to flee before him. At this time, 330 years had passed away since the birth of the Savior, and no man could keep his own goods because of the thieves and robbers and murderers and witchcraft. It seemed as though the Nephites were beginning to repent of their iniquity. They began to moan and name it before the Lord.
Behold, my heart rejoices for the Lord will be merciful unto you, and you may again become a righteous people.
But the people did not come to Jesus with broken hearts and contrite spirits. They did not repent. They sorrowed for the loss of their goods and that they could no longer find happiness in the city. It was the sorrowing of the damned, a cursing of God. Again, until they came even to the land of Jeshan, before they could stop their retreat.
I am near the place where Amoron deposited the plague. I will get them and make an account of the people and the wickedness and abomination which they have before my eyes.
With great sorrow, Mormon recorded the events, making a full account on the plates of Nephi of the wickedness of his people. The Nephites and Lamanites continued to battle until the Nephites stood against them so firmly, the Lamanites did flee, even though they were 50,000 against 30,000. And in the 350th year, they made a treaty.
I cry unto you, my people, to repent. We have had 10 years of peace. The Lord has spared us and granted us the time to repent. Repent ye and come unto the Lord. Be baptized, build up the church of the Lord, and ye shall be spared.
But to Mormon's despair, the people did harden their hearts against the Lord, and the war started again.
Because of your wickedness and refusing to repent, I, Mormon, refuse from this time forth to be your leader. The Lord has commanded me to not go up against mine enemies.
The fighting increased. And thousands were slain on both sides. The Lamanites sacrificed the Nephite women and children to their idols. The battle was great and terrible. So terrible it's impossible for the tongue to describe. When Mormon could see that the Lamanites would overthrow the land, he took up all the records which Amron had hid up into the Lord.
My heart has compassion for you because you lose battle after battle and continually retreat. I will assist you as commander of your armies, even though I am without hope. You have not repented, and I know the judgments of God concerning you.
The destruction was not the scene of blood and killing. And Mormon wrote an epistle to the king of the Lamanites, asking him to allow the Nephites to gather to the land of Cumorah, by a hill called Cumorah, to give them battle.
It shall be granted.
So the people gathered in the land of Cumorah. Mormon began to be old and knowing it to be the last struggle of his people, called his son Moroni to him.
My son Moroni, the Lord has entrusted to my care these many years the sacred record of our people. It has been handed down by our fathers and must not fall into the hands of the Lamanites. I have made this record out of the plates of Nephi, which records I have hid up in the hill Cumorah. And now, my son, I place these few plates into your hand and charge you to keep them safe.
I will finish the record as you have commanded.
Behold, the Lamanites come.
There are 10,000 of them. The battle begins.
They passed Mormon by, and at the end of the day, 24 Nephites were left alive, counting Mormon and his son Moroni.
My soul is wrecked with anguish because of the slain of my people. Oh, ye fair ones, how could ye have parted from the ways of the Lord? Oh, ye fair ones, how could ye have rejected Jesus, who stood with open arms to receive you? Behold, if ye had not done this, you would not have fallen, but behold, ye are fallen, and I am ruined your loss.
After this great and tremendous battle at Cumorah, the few Nephites who had escaped were hunted by the Lamanites until they were all destroyed, save Moroni, the son of Mormon.
My father is dead. I alone remain to write the sad tale of destruction. My people are commanded by the father, and widows slay by me. I don't know not.
Moroni wandered for many years, a fugitive from the Lamanites, who was the last survivor of the many race of people that once inhabited the land. Before his death, he wrote to those who would eventually receive the records he was about to hide away. In his writings, he promised, "Under ye shall receive these things, I will exhort you that ye would ask God, the eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true, and if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with a real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, you may know the truth of all things. Millions today have accepted this challenge, and the promise has been fulfilled. They know of a surety that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God."
This kind of music is nice for a little while, but after a couple of weeks of it, you start getting pretty sick of it. Well, anyway, back to the floor show.
yo te di te 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 hora e te ye te me e aumeniti im airi te hora. No.
Here comes the old news like I promised you. Now listen to this.
I tata tu ma ubrauli api not venuana.
E te parau no te vero e ma aiteaneia e pro api e varohia.
Te prau no te vero te tiehia nei i hopero mai te mau uf arar a tpua te pihatorua o te meteo, te pihatorua hiop oi te hurua te mat eo te miti i te whenua nei, e nartoko ei i te mau oniuniur a i rauhia, i te mau motu raromat ei nha hoi oi te tatou, e nga tau o mau pā motura, te hamatara amai e te ienei vero o ema, ua tamaia te tei mau prau riapi, huru pia pia hoi,
They're talking about the storm that just come in, and it's called Hurricane Eta, or Cyclone Eta, as they say it in Tahitian or French. And they're talking about the destruction that it's been doing in the other islands. It's not too, doesn't sound like anything's too good. It's not really good news, but oh, let's listen to it anyway.
Te hapapua tohi e maira, a tupuno ai e te mahi o or a hopea e te tere mei nei hoa, tau o veroura i tō tatu nei e motu no Tahiti nei, nā te pā east, the southwest, e eriro pā i te e tere roa i te mamutu utuha apa i e tupu aima, rara arau aia i te hora maeri, i te hora ono maeri aroma pamiti, aurera hora ono e te awha, e horkoa a papurohi atu ai, te mau a prauri api no te huru o te tere o te vero o ema.
E te ie tatatou mo pro api no te whenua nei, te oe pro eopea, te whate mai nei te mofit i Prendergast, Vermester, Tibode, Norman e o te on emei, i te pro eopea no te whaiti atu e o whatuero mai te whainera Umina Prendergast, o te whanohia Burmester, o te whatu e rua i Niutirani i te piti humaturu no Whepuare. Te hamaru mai nei te mōwhet i Wongfu, Leoshit e o te on emei, i te mōt atat o te af emei te tap o no te arufa, i te whatu e rua amai o tarato tumai tira o Jaki Wongfu, o te whatu e rua o te whaaru e rua i roto i te horumap o a o tōna mataiti.
That was just talking about a Tahitian boy that had been killed in an accident, and they're broadcasting it to all the islands, the news about it and the accident, when his funeral will be, and at the time.
I te whaaru e rua a te atara o Pierre Roux, o te whaaru e rua e
rua. Isn't this fun?
Niratui te mo tōte, te mo tūtung ei, te i te mo hoa atu, te o tōpa atu o maru.
Pararai te wiratira no ia tea taha a e poropora, parar ana te kia tō kua o kua amonitu atamar i, parahi atu nei ia e mai te e tūru te tarena o te tupur a o te au whaut a i tō tōna maumutu.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing, 1, 2.
Piri mai mai tō wai a au e awera. Mahana toru a hurumaho e no mati, e tupu iet o pau a nā tō taha ai ho, e tō tumamotu atea mai tō opoa e fetuna. Te piti o te wahei o pau ai wei tapei te mahana maha hurumapiti nā tō borobora i ho. Morira o tau o te titau nei te i o pau ai a tamai hoai o tau e tumaparami mātrohia no te hoke o pau a mai te ietu.
Te titohi atu nei, te teie te tupupo o tō Stefana, te S.A. I tu apot anhei o te tupu i te mhana mha, pae no mati, i tori tuit awha, i te whaewha e pupot anu wha a. Tua tapura hupa, tua tapuat ai tumo hupa no te pae morare, i te pae fuf a, i wha apit a i te pio hupa.
Parat a nā te prediteri no te tātit au tumo parehapit a te hau, parahi atu nei o tō e whainene nei i te titau ai te parauhap ir a brewe elementar e no te vero te mau ahap ir a no te e pomonire e i te ia e tupu rā i te mhanamha maite pewe e te ine iwe.
He was just talking about the school children that they're letting them out of schools because of the storm, and they want them to keep them home. They're planning a special program in the government schools, and he said if the storm lets up, that they'll go on with it, but if not, then it will be canceled until further notice. Well, how do you think you'd like to learn Tahitian, huh? Kind of a different language, isn't it? Boy, the old noggin just can't think of much to say tonight, Marty. I have to tell you what happened last night, what is really kind of funny. You know the incense that you sent me? Well, we decided to use it last night, so I climbed up on my bunk, wrapped up in my towel, or my blanket, put on my beanie that you sent, put one of the things, and had all the posters in behind me and everything, and kind of gurued out. Older Bench, the one I'm teaching, thought that was pretty neat, and he's 6'5", Mardine. So he thought he'd do it too, so he climbed up on the bed, got his blanket all wrapped around, put a straw hat on his head, looked like a cowboy hat, it was really funny. He was going to freak out all the way, so he put on a swim mask and a snorkel, was sitting there holding his incense, burning it. It really looked funny. You know something, it's really, really rare that the missionaries are serious around here, otherwise he's just... It would just drive everybody nuts, because people down here just aren't serious. But when we give lessons, then we're serious. But when we're goofing around the mission home, that's something else. Well, I guess we'll go back to that real interesting music and let you play that. Maybe if you wanted to have a tamara, which is Tahitian for luau or whatever you want to call it, it's a tamara. You could play your Tahitian music and pretend like you're down here in the beautiful South Seas, right in the middle of our typhoon. So here's some more Tahitian music for right now. Boy, most of these songs sound really innocent, very nice, very happy and gay, but gee, if you only knew the meanings of them, they're really, really sneaky. Most of them, I'm sorry to say, are really, really dirty. Like this one you've just been listening to is, he's talking about remembering her body, and, goes on from there. Anyway. Most of the popas think they're just lovely. It's really funny to watch the popas. That's white people. You know, it's going to be really hard to go back and have to talk straight English without throwing in Tahitian and French words. I don't think we're going to be able to do it. Find something. Yeah, I know what it is. Have you heard anything from Bob and Phyllis? They haven't written a letter or anything since they got their baby. I'm really ticked at it. I guess they're busy. But I've written them a couple of times and I think the least they could do is just write me one word and say hi. I got a letter from John. I guess he's decided not to go on a mission. I'm kind of sad about that because he'd make a good missionary, really. He says he just can't go on a mission for something he doesn't believe in. That's something he doesn't know for sure. I said, heck, John, it's the same way with me. When I first went off, I didn't know it was sure. But it's one good way of really finding out whether it's sure or not. It'd be sad to see him not go. I wonder what's happening to the old crew at home. Do you hear anything? How's my $5 bet coming with Robert? He's not married yet, or is he getting my cute little chick or anything? How about Jerry? Do you ever hear from him? Gee. I used to really get homesick when I think of Lake Tahoe and all the fun we had there. That was one really great time. I guess I've bored the missionaries down here about a million times telling a story. All the fun things we had and all the fun, stupid, crazy things we did. But we all got our lives ahead of us, and we'll probably have just as many or more fun times. Now let's see what's on the radio again. Oh, this is known as a Himine Tarara. It's really cool. They even sing these in church. Just chant, kind of a Tahitian chant. Here, let me just let you listen to it. What do you think of a Himine Tarara? It's really funny to be sitting here in a mission home or in the office or something and have a Relief Society meeting and have them whip off one of those Himine Tararas. It just sounds like you're in the wilds of Africa. It's really funny though. They've really gotten good on it, and after you listen to it a couple of times, it really sounds well. They really blend in, and there's so many intricate parts that go up and down, and the men sing a different part and make sounds with their voices like poo shells, or that's a trumpet, or not a trumpet, what do they call them? Anyway, big, deep, blowing sounds, and the women are, there's one woman that really screeches way off, you heard her, and she tells a story, and all the others are telling a story, and there's one branch here in Papua that really has one lady that really screeches. It's really a kick. It's hard to keep from laughing at her sometimes. She leads the singing, supposedly, in the branch. It's really funny. That's a Himine Tarara. It's kind of funny because Himine Tarara means crazy song. Himine Tarara is something else. Well, let's see what's back on the radio. That's good old Gabby Lou. He's the most famous singer here in Tahitian. Tahitian singer. It's the most famous Tahitian singer here in Tahiti. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, English is getting bad. Anyway, he was going around with one of our Mormon girls. I don't know whether he is still or not. Boy. It's really a Nehemiah. It's really hard for me to think of things to say. It's in English even. Why is this frustrating? Just stupid. I haven't had this problem in a long time. Usually I can't shut up. Oh, did I tell you we got, guess what, an A&W root beer stand in Tahiti. And it's owned by an American who was born in the Marquises, which is a group of the islands down here. So he's a French citizen, so he can bring his business down. It's really cool. You get ice cream and the root beer, except the ice cream is made out of canned milk and tastes like... Anyway, that's not important. I'm about the end of my tape, so I'll say goodbye. Hope you enjoy these crazy fun things and stupid things that are on them. They're fun to make and fun to get, so make one soon.